So I've been at NAIRA since 2008. I actually came in 2007 as a consultant. NAIRA was in bankruptcy, and I was on the financial consulting side working on the plan of reorg. I worked on that for about a year. NAIRA offered me the job as in the position of director of financial planning. So then I took it. It seemed like a really neat place to work. At the time, I was kind of a casual racing fan. And then after a few years, I really got into it and decided to make a career out of it. So I kind of worked my way through the finance, corporate development side of the business, focusing on wagering, content, media, like distribution, and have learned more about the other side, like specifically the horsemen, but that's something that I'm really getting into now, and it's kind of made my job exciting in that fact. It's like a new area. That's kind of my racing career in a nutshell.
So today's opening day at Saratoga Racecourse. There's a different calendar this year, and that means 5 days of racing a week instead of six. We still keep the 40 days, but we begin a calendar week earlier. So in making those changes, what sort of input did NAIRA and yourself gather from the racing community, from local businesses, and how was that factored into the decision making?
So when I was given the role of interim CEO in January, we still hadn't announced Saratoga dates yet. And a lot of, most of that was due to the fact that there's an anticipated construction at Belmont of an arena. So what we did at that time, because I felt it was necessary for us to do that, we were keeping kind of the whole area in a state of flux because nobody knew when we were exactly going to come. We took the best data available, which say that they'll start building the arena June, July. And that really meant, how do we get out of the way downstate for as long as possible? So that was the impetus for us to go to a five-day meet. Now, this isn't something new that we haven't modeled, though, because we were actually the last racing organization in the U.S. to run 6 days for that period of time. And that's a strain in a few different ways. One, on the product on the track, are there enough horses to do that? And two, on the workforce, to be honest, 6 days a week, 40, it's intense meet. It's the most popular meet in the country. And then you go right back down to Belmont. What will the 5 days do to the work-life balance? That's something we want to measure here. Obviously, how will it impact business in terms of wagering and per capita? And then we want to sit down with the business leaders around in the counties around us and understand, well, how did it impact hotels? How did it impact restaurants? Because right now this is a test. We're doing this during the construction phase downstate. Whether we continue with this past that will be more, does this work for everyone?
The brand new 1863 building, what's the goal behind that? There's been a lot of amenities that have been added over the past several years. There's the Walk of Fame, there's the new escalator, there's a new roof, there's other improvements and changes to the backyard, but this is a new building, and
correct,
that's a lot more significant. So why go this route, especially for a ticket price that is more expensive? I think the starting rate was around $130 for an individual pass. So what's the goal with sort of a high-end experience like this?
Well, in a lot of ways, this was the last piece of real estate that would be logical to develop here in terms of front side track access. There was a tent here. It was a banquet. It really was similar to this, just that it couldn't perform at the level that this room will perform, obviously. So this is essentially a replacement for that asset. We used to have suites on the turn over there. There were temporary suites for corporate events, basically. The third floor replaces that. The real new addition in terms of amenity would be the second floor with the bridge crossing over to the box seats. That's a club concept, and that's a concept that we're going to play a little with over the next few years to figure out what works exactly right. Saratoga is really, it's an interesting place, and it's a lot of fun because you have so many different demographics converging around the sport and getting close to the horses. We have the backyard. The stretch you mentioned earlier is kind of like a casual box experience because, believe it or not, some people don't want to wear a suit and come out when it's 90 out. We think that there's demand for this. We've seen that in the sales numbers in terms of this building. And we think it's going to work really well, and it fits. We've had a lot of input. Samantha was outside cutting the ribbon from the Saratoga Preservation Foundation. So we believe it fits in with the character. We believe it brings the level of experience up for certain clients that want that. And, you know, we're excited. And this will be here a long time.
There's a lot of controversy in the racing sport this year with the racing deaths out in Santa Anita in California. More than 24, and it shocked a lot of people. Do you think that we're at a turning point in the racing industry?
That's a really good question. In terms of us, safety is part of our culture here. One of the best things I inherited when I took this role is in 2012, 2013, we had an independent panel kind of study our tracks, our policies and procedures, and really give us an independent report on what our best practices, policies in terms of running in the safest environment possible. And we use that report now as management. We've implemented it, and it's our track record is very good, but it's a part of our industry where it's a consistent focus. As a management group, you do everything possible to keep the equine and human athletes safe out there, because that there's nothing more important than that to us. And if it's part of the culture of your organization, I think that's my responsibility to promote that.
How does NYRA attract new fans to stay in the sport?
Well, it's building to start. We're on Fox Sports for over 200 hours. Basically, every race up here is going to be on television. So one of the goals of my previous position here was to push content in media. And by being on mainstream sports channel, I think it exposes more people to our sport. And it's hard not to fall in love with this place once you get a feel for it. Once you either come here or you watch it might make you want to come here. It sells itself if you can get them in the gate.